我们早上有谈到以色列人在攻打爱城失败的原因。
And this morning we talked about the reasons that the Israelites failed in their battle against Ai.
它主要的原因就是有人犯罪了。
And the major reason was because somebody amongst them had sinned.
拿了神所说不可拿的当灭之物。
They took the accursed things which God told them they should not take.
成为被咒诅的。
And he was accursed.
失去了神的同在。
And he lost the abundance of God.
所以以色列人能够得胜迦南人不是靠自己的力量，而是因着有神的同在。
And so for the Israelites to overcome the people of Canaan, it was not because of their own power, but because God was with them.
所以因为有人犯罪，失去了神的同在，是他们爱城失败的主要原因。
So the main reason that they failed at the battle of Ai was because a person sinned and God was no longer with them.
那次要原因呢，就是第一个他们没有求问神。
And so the other reasons, the first is that they did not ask of God.
前面那一场耶利哥城之役的胜利，让他们冲昏头了。
The first battle at Jericho caused them to become overconfident.
他们认为不需要靠神。
They believed that they no longer needed to rely on the Lord.
因为这个爱城不像耶利哥城。
Because the city of Ai was not like the city of Jericho.
人少，城也小。
The people were, there was a lot less population, and the city was also, the property was also smaller.
所以探子回报说，只要两三千人就能够得胜。
So when the spies came back, they brought a report saying you only need 2,000 or 3,000 soldiers to win this battle.
所以他们失败的这个次要原因里头的第二个就是他们太轻敌了。
And so the second reason that they failed was that they underestimated their enemy.
为什么会轻敌？
Why would they underestimate their enemy?
因为相信自己。
Because they believed in themselves.
相信自己，当然就不会求问神，就不会依靠神。
Since they believed in themselves, of course, they would not go and ask of God.
那今天我们在服侍神，在教会圣工的这个发展的过程。
And so today, in our service to God, in the growth of the church,
我们要谨记爱城的失败。
We must also hold on to the loss of the battle at Ai.
所以当约书亚照着神的吩咐，除掉那个害群之马，就是亚干。
And so after Joshua got rid of this their problem, which is Achan,
让以色列这个整个成为新团没有再有罪在当中。
And he allowed the people of Israel to become a new people without sin amongst them.
他们重新得到神的同在。
And they once again received the abundance of God.
他们准备再一次来攻打爱城。
And they were prepared for a second time to attack the battle of Ai.
我们来看约书亚记的第八章。
Let us look at Joshua chapter 8.
第八章第一节
Chapter 8, verse 1.
神对约书亚说，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，你起来率领一切兵丁上爱城去。我已把爱城的王和他的名，他的城并他的地都交在你手里。第二节
Verse 2.
你怎样带耶利哥和耶利哥的王，也当照样带爱城和爱城的王，只是城内所得的财物和牲畜，你们可以取为自己的掠物。你要在城后设下伏兵。这是神交代约书亚有关再次攻打爱城的方法。
And this is the way that the Lord told Joshua to fight the battle of Ai again.
有人说这个一朝被蛇咬，十年怕草绳啊。所以当有了这个失败的经验，要再勇于再尝试一次啊，有时候不是那么容易的。
And so people say that it is hard to go and try at something that you failed at before.
所以在这里神鼓励约书亚。
And so here God encouraged Joshua.
要约书亚不要惧怕，不要惊慌，要起来。
And he told Joshua, "Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, but arise."
神已经应允他，把爱城的王和民，还有城，还有他的地，通通交在约书亚手里了。
Because God has already given into Joshua's hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and all his land.
他可以像带耶利哥 And
he can do to Ai and its king as he did to Jericho and its king.
神再一次的鼓舞约书亚的士气，神再一次让约书亚拥有勇气。
And the Lord once again filled Joshua with courage.
今天我们在教会服事也好，在信仰生活当中，我们都不一定能够成为经常不败、东方不败、常胜军。有时候我们也会遇到失败。
And so today in our servitude and in our faith, we may not always be victorious.
所以我们应该经常让神的话语来鼓励、鼓舞我们。
And so we must often allow the word of God to enter our hearts and to encourage us once again.
不要惧怕，不要惊慌。
Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed.
要再起，把发酸的手，把这个下垂的手，把发酸的腿要挺起来，要举起来。
And you have to
重新得力啦。
You have to renew your strength.
那在这里，神告诉约书亚。
And so here God told Joshua,
不同于耶利哥城作战的方法,
it is a different strategy of battle than of Jericho's.
就是要设伏兵,
is that he must set up an ambush.
中国的兵法书上有这么说啊,
and there is a Chinese Art of War book that says,
说兵以诈立, 就是打仗要靠智慧,
and which is to say that wars are won by wisdom.
不是每一场战争，每一个战场都一样的。
Not every battlefront is the same.
所以要看你的敌人是什么，他们的武器是什么，战场的地形是什么。
And so you must see who your enemy is, what are their weapons, and also what is the landscape of the land you are fighting on.
用什么样的作战方法。
And that determines what kind of strategy you take in your attack.
说做一个元帅，做一个将领啊。 他必须要具备智、信、仁、勇、严这五项必备的条件，就是要有智慧啊。
And so it is to say that a person who wants to be a good commander must have good wisdom.
要有信心。
He must have faith.
要有爱心。
He must have love.
要勇敢。
He must be courageous.
还有军令如山，治军要严格。
And he must be, his troops must be very disciplined.
那这样，他才能够把他的军队带领得好。
Only in this way can he truly lead his armies well.
神是我们的元帅。
God is our commander.
神他最有智慧了。
God has the most wisdom.
那神，他。 当然，他是信心的源头了。
And of course, God is the source of our faith.
他也是爱心的源头。
He is also the beginning, the source of love.
那神，不用说啊，他很勇敢。
And of course, God, without saying, we know that he is very brave.
他赏赐人勇气的。
He gives man bravery.
而且，他也要带领我们，带领他的选民，不是。 那个没有纪律的，而是规规矩矩的。
And he also leads us and his chosen people with order.
所以他要服侍他的这些领导者也要跟他一样。
And so those leaders who serve him must be like him.
所以神亲自教导约书亚，再攻打这个爱城的作战方法。
And so God personally told Joshua the strategy he should use to fight the city of Ai.
那另外一个，神应允，在这一次的战争当中，他们可以将这个战利品据为己有。The
second thing is that God told Joshua that they could take the spoil and the cattle.
或许我们会觉得很奇怪，前面耶利哥说不可以，现在爱城就可以。And
so we may find it very strange because in the previous battle at Jericho, they could not take these things, but now they can.
这到底有什么样的道理在里头啊？
So what kind of reasoning is behind this?
为什么耶利哥说不行，在爱城就说可以了？
Why could we not do this at Jericho, but now we can do this at Ai?
因为他们已经学到教训了。
Because they have already learned the teaching.
他们不会因着抢夺战利品得罪神，或甚至自己起的冲突。They
will not because of trying to gather these spoils sin against God or create strife among themselves.
今天神把万物赐给我们。
Today, God has given everything into our hands.
要让人享用。
So that we, as man, can enjoy them.
但是啊，我们往往啊，却不懂得规矩。
But often we do not understand the order of things.
不懂得节制。
We don't understand self-control.
所以把神的祝福啊，到后来变成对我们自我的伤害。
And so the blessings of God become things that we use to harm ourselves.
所以神要我们有规矩。
And so God wants us to have order and discipline.
要我们接受训练。
He wants us to receive training.
在教会里头。
And in church.
虽然我们讲爱心。
Even though we speak of love.
但是爱心也必须要有所节制，必须要有所训练。
But love also must have control and training.
才不会啊，妄用爱心。
Then it will not become misused.
甚至没有节制。
And used without self-control.
变成重担。
And it becomes a burden.
所以神在这里，知道以色列百姓经过了耶利哥城，那个考验啊，他们通过了，除了亚干不及格，其他通过了。
And so God knows that after the battle of Jericho, all the Israelites, except for Achan, they passed his test.
那现在啊，就可以，允许他们，来拥有这个，战利品。
And so now they can take the spoils of the battle.
我们接下来再来看，
And then let us continue to look.
约书亚记第八章。
Joshua chapter 8.
来看约书亚怎么样来布阵。
Let us look at how Joshua prepared.
第三节。于是约书亚和一切兵丁都起来要上爱城去。约书亚选了三万大能的勇士，夜间打发他们前往。第四节。
Verse 4.
吩咐他们说，你们要在城后埋伏，不可离城太远，都要各自准备。第五节。
Verse 5.
我与我所带的众民要向城前往，城里的人像初次出来攻击我们的时候，我们就在他们面前逃跑。六节。
Verse 6.
他们必出来追赶我们，直到我们引诱他们离开城，因为他们必说，这些人像初次在我们面前逃跑，所以我们要在他们所以啊，我们要在他们面前逃跑。第七节。
Verse 7.
你们就要从埋伏的地方起来夺取那城，因为神主你们的神必把城交在你们手里。八节。
Verse 8.
你们夺了城以后，就放火烧城，要照神的话行，这是我吩咐你们的。约书亚的作战方法就是引蛇出洞。
And Joshua's strategy of war is to lead the snake out of its hole.
我们来看，这个，来看地图。
So let's look at the map.
这个就是约书亚他的作战图。
And this is Joshua's strategy map.
但下面的那个蓝色的圆圈，那个就是爱城。
The little blue circle, little green blue circle at the bottom is the city of Ai.
Green, 我那个。那在这个这个左手边一个四方形，那边是伯特利。
And the little square, it is the city of Bethel.
那伯特利跟爱跟爱城他们叫做双子城。
And so Bethel and Ai, the city of Ai were called twin cities.
他们平常负起着互相支援的一个功能在，互相会支援。
And they would support each other.
所以这个时候约书亚挑选的三万的这个大能的勇士。
And at this time, Joshua chose 30,000 men of valor.
趁着夜黑风高夜间打发他们前往埋伏。
And he told them to lay ambush against the city.
我们早上说爱城的居民有多少人？
This morning
记不记得？
we said how many people were in the city of Ai. Do you remember how many?
一万两千人连男带女。
1,200 men and women.
他们第一次这个约书亚派去的探子太轻敌了，认为两三千就可以
And truly the spies of Joshua truly underestimated them the first time, thinking only 2 or 3,000 could overtake them.
经过败战的这个教训, 这一次他们不敢轻敌了。
So through their first defeat, they did not dare to underestimate their enemy a second time.
他派出3万人。
And so he sent 30,000 men.
但3万人不是正面的主要的部队,那个是伏兵。
But these 30,000 men were not the ones that were going directly into battle. They were on the backside.
光这个伏兵啊, 就有3万个大能的勇士了。
And so these these ambushing soldiers, there were 30,000 of them.
那更不要谈哦, 到底那个约书亚跟这个爱城的军兵啊, 正面冲突哦, 短兵相接的, 到底有多少人, 我们不晓得了。
And so let's not even talk about how many people Joshua brought with him to attack from the front. And I think that it would definitely be over these 30,000.
那刚刚传道说耶稣要的战术叫做引蛇出洞。
And just now I said that Joshua's strategy was to lead the snake out of its hole.
早上我们说过爱城是在山坡上。
This morning we said that the city of Ai was on a hill.
它是居高临下。
It is the higher ground that looks down upon the other places.
所以对耶稣要的 军队来说，他们要往上攻打。
And so for Joshua's enemies, they must fight the battle uphill.
这个是很困难的。This
is very difficult.
所以约书亚要把爱城的军队把它引出来。
And so Joshua wants to lead the soldiers of Ai out of the city.
再来一决生死啊。And
then
再来跟他们打仗。
And then he will fight with them.
那等这个爱城的这个 就军队请朝而出，整个都追出来的时候，那个伏兵就进到城里头放火烧城。And
so when all the soldiers of the city of Ai chased Joshua out, the ambush came up and set the city of Ai on fire.
然后再来一个前后夹攻。And
then they sandwiched the city of the people of Ai in between the two forces.
要彻底把 这个爱城的军队整个消灭掉,
to utterly destroy the people of Ai.
但是我刚刚说到, 旁边有一个伯特利哦,
but just now we spoke about how there's the city Bethel beside.
那如果伯特利突然哦, 派兵出来支援爱城,
so if Bethel had decided to send troops to support the city of Ai,
那就会, 让这个, 这个后面的3万个伏兵啊, 他有所牵制，有所顾忌。
Then there's something else that the ambush needed to worry about.
就没有办法进城去放火烧城。Then
they would have been unable to enter into the city of Ai and set it on fire.
再来前后夹攻这个爱城的军队。And
then they would have been unable to continue and sandwich the people of Ai between the two forces.
当然了，约书亚也晓得。And
Joshua knew this as well.
所以耶稣也有应应的策略。 约书亚他也有应付这个伯特利的这个万一派兵出来。And
Joshua also anticipated this.
所以这个约书亚，我们来看十二节。So
let us look at verse 12.
十二节他挑的约有5000人，使他们埋伏在伯特利和爱城中间，就是爱城的西边。这个约书亚有的这次有了万全的准备。
And so this time, Joshua had made all types of preparations.
他另外派了一支特遣队5000人哦。
And he set an extra extra group of 5,000 people.
来成为拦截兵，来拦截万一伯特利他们派兵出来支援。
To just in case Bethel decided to send armies, they would be able to cut them off.
来不至于影响到3万人进那个伏兵啊。
So that the 30,000 soldiers could enter into the city of Ai without hinder.
所以我们看到这次的作战计划非常的周详，非常的万全。And
so we look at this this strategy this time. It is a very complete strategy.
除了是神教导他的作战方法之外。And
besides the fact that it was the way that God taught him.
约书亚也尽他所有的。
Joshua put also all that he had to put everything into his preparations.
那果然这场战争开打了。And
then this battle began.
那这一次换成爱城的军兵他们轻敌了。
And so at this time, it happened that the people of Ai underestimated their enemy.
看到之前跟之前来打败仗的那些以色列人一样。They
saw, they thought that it was the same Israelites who had come and had been defeated by them before.
不堪一击啊，两三下就败退。And
they didn't even attack that much, and then they started retreating.
所以这一次啊，他们倾巢而出啊，整个人哦，所有的军队啊。
And so this time they decided to chase them and they all left the city.
但耶稣啊看到艾城的军队通通出城，他把手里的短枪一举啊。
And so this time when Joshua saw that all the people of Ai had exited the city, he raised up his sword.
三万的伏兵啊就冲到艾城里头放火烧城。
And then the 30,000 soldiers entered the city and set it on fire.
所以当这个艾城的这个军兵啊，哦。 回头一看啊，哇，自己的这个巢穴啊，哦，已经付之一炬啊，那他们呢，才发现说，哦，已经中计了。And
then the people of Ai, they turned back and they saw that their city was on fire, and they realized what had happened.
那原本逃跑的约书亚的军队啊，回过头来啊，哦，来个前后的夹击。And
then the retreating troops of Joshua turned around, and then they sandwiched the troops of Ai in between them.
那同样的，如同这个约书亚预料之中啊。
And so just as in Joshua's predictions.
这个当约书亚大军炸败的时候啊，这个伯特利的城的军兵也出来跟着追啊。That
at that time the armies of Bethel also came out to fight.
那当然，这个约书亚老早就有了准备。But
of course, Joshua had already made his preparations.
所以这一场爱城之役啊，他们打的胜仗。And
so they were able to be victorious in this battle against Ai.
如同对付这个耶利哥城一样。And
just like they were victorious against the city of Jericho.
把所有里头的神所吩咐应当要剿灭的牲畜的人通通杀掉。And
they killed all the animals and all the people just as God commanded them.
把这个艾城王挂在树上。
And he hung the king of Ai upon a tree.
最后把他尸身丢在城门口，上面堆一大堆石头作为纪念。
And he took his body down and buried it under rocks in front of the city.
艾城之役啊，他们得胜了。And
they were finally able to overcome the city of Ai.
也打通了从这个他们的桥头堡，就是从这个 从耶利哥进到内地的一个通道。And
they also opened up a path for them to enter into the heart of the land.
那正当他们得胜。And
just as they were being victorious.
他们做了一件事情。They
did something.
他们做了什么事情?
What did they do?
他们不是开庆功宴。They
didn't.
Celebration.
They didn't have a great celebration.
往北走。They
walked to the north.
往北走30迈。They
walked to the north 30 miles.
深入到示剑地里头。Into
the true heart of the land.
在两座山的中间的河谷。Into
the valley between two mountains.
在那边做了一件很重要的事情。And
they did something there very important.
我们来看这段记载。Let
us look at where it is recorded.
第八章的30节。
Chapter 8, verse 30.
30节，那时约书亚在以巴路山上为主以色列的神筑一座坛。31节，verse 31，是用没有动过铁器的整石头筑的，照着神仆人摩西所吩咐以色列人的话，正如摩西律法书上所写的，众人在这坛上给神奉献燔祭和平安祭。32节，verse
32。
约书亚在那里，当着以色列人面前，将摩西所写的律法抄在石头上。33节。Verse
33.
以色列众人，无论是本地人，是寄居的，和长老、官长，并审判官，都站在约柜两旁，在台神约柜的祭司、立位人面前，一半对着基利心山，一半对着以巴路山，为以色列民祝福，正如。 神仆人摩西先前所吩咐的。34节。
Verse 34.
随后约书亚将律法上祝福咒诅的话，照着律法书上一切所写的，都读了一遍。35节。
Verse 35.
摩西所吩咐的一切话，约书亚在以色列全会中和妇女孩子并他们中间寄居的外人面前，没有一句不宣读的。我们看到当这个爱城胜利
We see it here that after the victorious battle at Ai,
他们不是开庆功宴。
They didn't have a great celebration.
他们也不是急着打下一场战争。
And they did not immediately go and fight the next battle.
却是往北走。
But they walked to the north.
到了这个以巴路山跟这个基利心山去。
To the Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim.
那个左边蓝色写个山那个就是约书亚在爱城胜利之后往北走。
And so the line that is marked number 3, that is the path that that Joshua took after the battle.
北边的是以巴路山南边的是基利心山。
And the mountain on the north of him was the Mount Ebal, and the mountain under him was Mount Gerizim.
我们来看看这两座山长什么样子
And so,Let's take a look at how these mountains look.
这个是以巴路山
This is Mount Ebal.
看到上面光秃秃，就好像我们南加州的山一样。
And you look at the city; it is very, very, not much life on top.
没有什么树木啊，没有什么草。
There's not much vegetation on this mountain.
那我们看看这个基利心山
And we look at Mount Gerizim.
那就不太一样有树木
It's pretty different. There's a lot of vegetation.
所以两座山不一样。
So these two mountains were very different.
一座山是光秃秃的一片，一座山是充满着生气
One mountain was so empty, and the other was filled with life.
所以他们来到这两座山的当中。
And so they came to in between these two mountains.
他们为神来筑坛。
And they built an altar to the Lord.
为什么要来这个地方
？Why did they come here？
他们不是有神的会幕，有约柜吗
？Didn't they have the tabernacle of the Lord and also the ark？
要拜神，那个在当地就在旧地就可以拜了，为什么还千里迢迢走了三十迈，还深入到四境地？难道不怕敌人来偷袭吗
？If they wanted to worship God, couldn't they have just worshipped where they were？Why did they have to go into the land of their enemies?
因为这件事情很重要。
Because this was a very important task.
他们一定要做。
It was something they needed to do.
那这件事情原来就是在他们还没有进到迦南地的时候，摩西吩咐他们要做的。
And this was something that Moses had told them to do before they even came to the land of Canaan.
这个分别记载在。这个生命记那里
And this is recorded in the book of Deuteronomy.
这个生命记的27、28章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 27 and chapter 28.
要他们进到迦南地之后所要做的事情。
The things that they must do after they have entered into the land of Canaan.
在两座山当中要宣读神的律法，要抄写神的律法。
In between the two mountains, they must proclaim the law of God, and they must copy down the law of God.
那他们这个十二个支派要分两边。
And then these 12 tribes must split onto the two sides.
一半对着基利心山，一半对着以巴路山。
Half the people will face the Mount Gerizim, and half the people face Mount Ebal.
那当摩西念到祝福的时候，这个对着基利心山这一边的就要说阿们。
And when they had read to the point.
这个基利心山这边就要说阿们
And when he read to a certain part, then the people on the side of Mount Gerizim had to say Amen.
讲到神祝福的
And when he spoke about God's blessings.
那个基利心山那个生意这个生气盎然神的祝福
And
有树木有花草
And Mount Gerizim, because it has all the vegetation, it is blessed by God.
那讲到咒诅的时候这个面对这个以巴路上那光秃秃的那边那六个支派就要说阿们。
And when he was reading the curses that were in the law, the people facing Mount Ebal had to say Amen.
他们千里迢迢的 跑来就是来做这件事情。
And so they came all this distance to do this.
哦，来敬拜神。
To worship God.
来在神的面前重新读神的律法。
To reread the law of God once again.
哦，在神的面前，哦，来立志要遵行神的律法。
To make a determination to keep the law of God before the Lord.
哦，这个是在他们打胜了爱城之战，哦，他们做的一件事情。
And this is what they did after they were victorious at the city of Ai.
哦，刚刚我们谈到，他们不是乘胜追击，哦，没有说因为胜利，哦，然后就，啊，继续打，哦。
And so just now we said that they didn't go immediately after they fought the battle and continue on to the next city.
哦，很多时候当我们胜空，哦，这个推动顺利的时候啊，哦，会让人迷失，会让人停不下脚步。
And many times when holy work is going the way we want it to, we find that it is hard to stop.
哦，记不记得圣经里头啊，哦，有一个王。
And do you remember in the Bible there's a king?
因为他的儿子，哦，鼓舞了军心士气，哦，然后打了胜仗，结果他就停不下来，要大家发誓说啊，如果没有把敌人彻底消灭，谁都不可以吃东西。那个王是谁？
Because his son was able to be victorious over a small group, and then he said that the Lord do so to anyone who eats before I have taken revenge on my enemies. Who was this king?
吃的人一定要被治死。
And those who ate must die.
哦，记不记得那个是什么王？
Do you remember which king this was?
哪个王？扫罗王，哦，
This was King Saul.
哎，他的儿子，哦，约拿丹
and his son Jonathan.
在密抹那一场战争，哦，哎，他跟拿兵器的少年，啊，勇敢的冲到敌阵去，啊，
And so in this battle, Jonathan and his armor bearer rushed in bravely.
哦，当然了，不是冲去送死的。
And of course, they did not go in to commit suicide.
哎，他们之前呢，啊，已经有求问神了，啊。
They had already prayed to God before.
而且两个人也同心呢。
And the two were of one mind.
哦，拿兵器人哦，说啊，你怎么做，我就照着你怎么做。
And the armor bearer said that whatever you do, I will do.
我必跟从你，必与你同心。
And I will follow you and be of one mind with you.
哦，那约拿丹也有跟神求问呐，啊。
And then Jonathan also prayed to God.
哦，以呀，啊，到时候，哦，这个敌人看见他们，哦，的反应啊，来做判断，哦。
And he used the enemy's reaction to seeing him as for his discernment.
哦，那如果，哦，这个敌人看到他们，哦，哦，叫他们站住，哦，啊，等我过到你们那边，哦，那代表说神没有把敌人交在他们手中。
And so if the enemies told them to wait there, that they would come to him, then he would know that God had not given the enemies over to his hand.
哦，那如果敌人是说啊，哦，站住，过来这边，哦，那就代表说神把敌人交在他们手里。
But if the enemy said, "Oh, come over here," then that meant that God had given the enemies into Jonathan's hand.
哦，所以当约拿单呐，啊，得到神把敌人交在他手上的证据的时候，他跟拿兵器的少年同心奋勇杀敌呀。
And so when Jonathan received the message that he was supposed that God had given the enemy into his hand, he very bravely just went in to destroy the enemy.
哦，结果让，哦，这个非利士人，哦，乱了阵脚。
And then so he caused chaos amongst the Philistines.
哦，那也鼓舞了，哦，这个以色列这一边的军心士气，啊。
And then he boosted the morale of the Israelites.
哦，哎，乘胜追击，哦。
And they were willing to go and chase after them.
哦，那这个时候啊，这个国王扫罗啊，却叫大家要发誓啊，说一定要等到把敌人彻底消灭才可以吃东西，啊，不然要军法审判。
And so after this, Saul made all the people swear an oath that they would not eat until they had taken revenge on their enemies.
哦，结果那一天，哦，大家因为没有吃东西啊，都非常的疲倦。
And then that day, because no one ate anything, they all became exceedingly weak.
哦，啊，人在前线的这个约拿丹，哦，他根本不知道他爸爸，哦，这个下的这种命令啊，所以啊，哦，他看到地上掉了一个蜜蜂窝啊，哦，他就用他的杖啊，沾了一点呐，啊，哎，补充体力了，
啊。And so Jonathan, who was ahead of all the people, did not hear of this vow, and so he saw a beehive on the floor, and he took his rod and he took some of the honey and he ate it to replenish his strength.
哦，结果，啊，违背了他父亲所下的命令。
And so he went against the command which his father had given.
哦，那这个扫罗的这个命令啊，哦，让这些饥饿的以色列百姓，哦， 顾不得追敌了，哦，肚子饿得受不了，哦，哎，就宰牛了，宰羊了，哦，还带着血，啊，哦，就生吃了，像吃沙西米一样，哦。
And so, because the people were so hungry, they started killing the cattle, and then they started eating the animals with the blood still while it was still raw.
哦，可能稍微烤了一下了，哦，但是好像圣经说吃了带血的肉。
And perhaps they may have cooked it a bit, but it says the Bible says that the meat was still with blood.
哦，血，哦是，哦这个哦血是要在献祭用的哈，哦，神把肉赐给人哦，血不可以吃啊。
And the blood is to be used for sacrifice. God gave man the meat, but man cannot eat the blood.
哦，结果哈，哦，这样哈，哦，扫罗的这个命令啊，哦不但哦啊让。这个军队啊，失去作战能力啊，也让百姓犯罪得罪神。
And so this vow that Saul had made, it caused the people not only to have no more energy so that they could not chase the enemy, but also caused the people to sin against God.
哦，那保罗啊，哦，就，甚至啊，告诉这个，以色列军队啊。
And then Saul, he told the people of Israel, he told the armies,
哦，说不如啊，夜里下去追赶非利士人，抢掠他们，直到天亮，不留他们一人。
And he said, "Let us go down after the Philistines by night and plunder them until the morning light, and not leave a man of them."
哦，不但说啊，哦，不可以吃东西啊，哦，要等到把敌人彻底消灭，甚至说啊，今天晚上就走。
And so he told the people, "Not only can you not eat until we destroy them, but now we must leave tonight."
这个时候，哦，祭司就提醒他了。
And at this time, the priest reminded him.
哦，祭司，哦，提醒他说，我们应当先亲近神。
And the priest said, "Let us draw near to God here."
哦，扫罗这个时候才想到说，对，哦。
And so Saul at this time he thought, "Oh, that's right."
哎，来，把这个，哦，以弗多拿来，我来求问神。
Okay, can you bring the ephod here so that we can ask of God?
哎，啊，结果神不回答他。
But God did not answer him.
为什么？
Why not?
因为他们当中有人得罪神啊。
Because many people have already sinned against God amongst them.
神不跟他们同在。
God is not with them.
哦，就好像哦亚干犯罪一样。
Just like when Achan sinned.
神不跟以色列人同在。
God was no longer with the Israelites. 哦，
那后来当然也像亚干这一件事情一样哦，就抽签呐，哦，最后把约拿单抽出来了。
And then so afterwards they cast lots and they cast lots and it landed on.Jonathan.
哦，那个扫罗啊，可能一开始不知道他，哦，是他儿子哦，哦，这个哦，违反了他所下的命令。
And Saul originally probably did not know that it was his son that had gone against his command.
哦，所以说出就算是我的儿子哈，哦，也要致死。
And he said, even if it is my son, he must die.
哦，结果后来抽到了约拿单。
And then the lot fell on Jonathan.
约拿单说：“是啊，哦，我是真的哦。”用手里的杖啊，沾了一点蜂蜜，哦，尝了一尝，那这样我就要死吗
？And so Jonathan said, "I only tasted a little honey with the end of the rod that was in my hand. So now I must die."
我又不是做了什么伤天害理的事情，偷窃啊、欺骗啊、诡诈，没有啊。
It's not like I did anything like stealing or cheating people.
哦，更何况他根本不知道他爸爸。哦，叫大家发誓。
And even less, he did not even know that his father had made everyone take a vow.
哦，啊，结果这个哦，这个扫罗啊，真的连他儿子也想杀。
And Saul, he even wanted to kill his own son.
哦，还好哦，所有的百姓啊，哦，保护这个约拿单。
But the people were able to protect Jonathan.
哦，说约拿单啊，今天哦，啊，在以色列人中哦，大行拯救，
But it says,
跟神一同做事。
And it says that Jonathan, he has accomplished this great deliverance in Israel, and God works with him.
哦，怎么可以让他死呢
？How can we let him die?
哦，所以后来哦，哦，这个约拿单哦，免去了死亡。
And so Jonathan was able to escape from this death.
哦，但是啊，啊，也失去了追敌的战机呀、啊。哦，这个非利士人就回去了。
But he also lost the opportunity to continue chasing, the enemies, and the Philistines returned back、
哦、
to their home.
所以整个。哦，整场密谋的这个战争，哈、哦、啊，最大的败笔不是别人，就是扫罗。
And so the greatest defeat that they had in this battle, was not because of the enemy, but because of Saul.
哦，在于他好大喜功，他不管别人。
in his excitement, he did not care about others.
甚至啊，哦，也不想倚靠神。
And then he no longer wanted to rely on the Lord.
不想求问神。
He did not want to ask of the Lord.
所以当圣工有所进展的时候。
And so when the holy, when holy work is progressing smoothly,
哎，慕道者很多。
There are many truth seekers.
哦，有人洗礼。
Many people are being baptized.
哦，神迹奇事彰显。
There are signs and miracles.
哦，我们呢，不要，哦，不要迷失在这个成功的，哦，这个啊，盲点里面。
Let us not get lost in the busyness of our success.
哦，我们要懂得，越是认为成功的时候，越要懂得要安静。
We must realize that the more we are successful, the more we must quiet our hearts and draw near to God.
哦，主耶稣就是最好的例子。
Jesus was the best example.
主耶稣在世上传福音。
Jesus preached the gospel on this earth.
他会经常退到旷野跟神来领教。
And he would often return, go to the wilderness, to talk with God.
哦，今天很多哦，在教会里头重要的工人。
And many important workers in the church today.
哦。当圣工有瓶颈的时候，那倒还好哦，因为大家知道要在神的面前要亲近神，要祷告哦。
And so when there's a lull in the holy work, then everyone knows it's okay because everyone knows they must come before God and draw closer to God.
但是当圣工哦，这个很发展，很活泼。
But when the holy work it is progressing very smoothly.
我们常常会因为忙碌哦，因为工作量增加了嘛。
Because of how busy we are, because the workload is increasing.
而减少甚至忘了要亲近神。
We may cut down or even eliminate completely our time used to draw nearer to God.
哦，所以这个就是啊，哦，在爱城之役得胜的时候，哦，他们特别哦，哦，暂停下来，来到神的面前来敬拜神，哦。来读神的律法。
And so after they were victorious at the Battle of Ai, they purposely took this trip so that they could worship God and to read the laws of God once again.
哦，那这里谈到说哦，啊，这个足坛哦不可以动铁器哦，凿石头。
And here it says that the altar, the stones could not have been touched by iron.
哦，这是什么意思
？What does this mean?
哦，因为神呢，不要人。在他的祭坛上，哦，雕刻什么，什么形象，什么样式。
Because God did not want them to carve any images into the side of his altar.
哦，你可能哦，那个把它做雕成哦，这个金牛犊哦，或者雕成什么动物的形象。
Perhaps you'll carve in a calf on the side or some other animal.
哦，所以神不要以色列人，哦。这个动铁器来凿这个石头做祭坛，目的在这里哦。
And so this is why God told them that they could not use, they had to use stones which no man had wielded, on which no man had wielded an iron tool.
避免把神凿成一种形象来代表，
so,
把哦啊这个哦来变成拜偶像的大罪。
So that they would not try and substitute a fixed form for God and end up worshiping idols and sinning against God.
好。那再来，为什么要在事件？哦，跑到事件哦。
And so, why did they need to go to Shechem?
啊，哎，我们如果还记得创世纪哦，啊，神向亚伯拉罕显现。
And if we remember in Genesis, God appeared to Abraham.
哦，答应啊，哦，要把全地赐给他。
And he promised to give the entire land to him.
哦，就是在示剑这个地方。
And this happened at Shechem.
哦，这个好像在创世纪的十一章的样子哦。
And I think this is in Genesis chapter 11.
十二章哦，十二章。
Chapter 12.
在第六节那边哦。
And in verse 6.
哦，那个亚伯拉罕哦，啊，神跟他应许哦，他们来到了示剑哦，在那边为神筑坛献祭。
And so Abraham came to the land of Shechem and he built an altar and he worshipped God there.
哦，神当时应允亚伯拉罕就是在示剑这个地方。
And so when God made this promise to Abraham, it was at Shechem.
哦，答应把全地赐给他们。
To give him the entire land.
答应让他们后代的子孙像 海边的沙，天上的星。
And to let his descendants be as the sand on the ocean and the stars in the sky.
哦，这些应许呀，都应验了。
And all these promises have come true.
哦，所以当他们的后代子孙来到了以前神跟他们的列祖哈亚伯拉罕所立约的地方。
And so when Joshua and them came to the land where God had made this covenant with Abraham,
来向神筑坛献祭。
And they offered, they built the altar to God and they sacrificed to him.
来证明神的应许一句都没有落空。
To prove that none of the promises of God ever fall short.
哦，这个是为什么要到事件的原因。
This is why they came to Shechem.
哦，那刚刚谈到说，在这个两座山的中间哦。
And just now we talked about how they split themselves in half between the two mountains.
哦，约书亚把这个摩西当日吩咐他们的话。
And then Joshua was reading the laws of Moses.
哦，就是神的律法。哦、
which is the law of God.
哦，在申命记的27、28两章。
And this is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 27-28.
哦，谈到神的祝福，哦，那六个支派就要说阿门。
And when they
谈到神的咒诅，另外那个。哦，六个支派来说阿们。
And when they talk of the seven of the blessings, then half the six tribes must say amen. And then when they talk about the curses, the other six tribes must say amen.
哦，不但把律法书写在石头上，哦，甚至都宣读给百姓听。
And not only did they copy the law onto the rocks, but then he also proclaimed the law to all the people.
哦，不但给百姓，哦，甚至当中寄居的外人也都知道。
And not only to the people, but also all the strangers that were living with them.
哦，那接下来百姓就不可以说我不知道啊，那不关我的事啊，我来的时候已经是这样了哦。
And so they could not say, the people could not say that I didn't know about it, and when I got here, it was already like that.
哦，每一句哦，通没有一句不宣读的哦。
And there is no word that he left unsaid.
哦。在这个兵法书上曾经讲说，不教而杀谓之谬哦，啊，就是如果你没有教导哈，当他违反了哦，你就要处罚他，那这是不对的啦。
And so in the art of war, it says that if you do not teach them, and then when they do wrong, you want to correct them, this is wrong.
哦，这下子我们看到哈，已经把神的律法都。告诉了百姓，都念得清清楚楚了。
But we see here that Joshua has told all the people all the laws. He has read it to them very clearly.
哦，就不能够再违反。
And so they cannot go against it now.
遵守啊，得到神的祝福。
If they keep the commands, they will receive the blessings of God.
哎，他们说阿门哦。
Because they have said amen.
哦，违反被咒诅哦，他们说阿门哦。
If they go against them, they will be cursed. They have also said amen.
不能说不知道了、哦、
And they can no longer claim ignorance.
哦，所以今天呢、哦，我们对于圣经里头给我们的教导。
And so today, our understanding of the teachings in the Bible.
哦，哎，我们呢、啊，应当要明白，应当要相信，也应当要阿门。
We should understand them and believe in them, and also be able to say amen to them.
哦，神所祝福的事情，我们要去遵守。
The things that God has blessed, we must go and do them.
哦，避免哦啊，去违反到神啊所不可以做的事情。
And then we must avoid the things which God told us not to do.
哦，那今天呢，我们的以巴路山跟基利心山在哪里呢
？So today, where is our Mount Ebal and our Mount Gerizim?
哦，我们是不是也能够像以色列百姓哈、哦，来得到真正的安息
？Are we able to be like the Israelites and find true rest?
哦，借着遵守神的律法
，through keeping the laws of God，
遵守圣经的啊耶稣的教导教训
，and through the teachings of Jesus in the Bible，
我们也能够像以色列百姓一样
，and we can also be like the Israelites，
得到神的带领跟祝福
，to receive God's guidance and His blessings。
然后这个是啊，我们结束这个中部的这一场战役啊
，and so this concludes this middle battle。
那中部打完了，他们接下来要打哪里呢
？And so after they've taken over this the middle area of the land, where are they attacking next?
是要往北打呢，还是要往南打呢
？Do they attack to the north or to the south?
哦，他们为什么先打南方
？Why do they first attack to the south?
哦，因为原来啊，哦，发生了一件事情。
Because an event occurred.
哦，就是基遍人哦，啊，前来。跟他们订约的事情
，which is that the people of Gibeon came and made a covenant with them。
哦，我想啊，这个我们就留待 我们下一次，明天我们再继续来学习。
And we'll leave that for tomorrow.
我们来唱首诗歌。
Let us sing a hymn. Let us sing him 168.
跪下感谢祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray and offer a prayer of thanksgiving.